Welkom luisteraars, u is ingeskakel by Radio Tygerberg 104 FM en die program Ek en my kind elke week op 'n donderdag aand 7:45 en op 'n dinsdag middag kan u weer na ons luister. Baie dankie dat u ingeskakel het. My naam is Sura Swart, saam met my en my kollega Neville Goliath.
Hallo Sura, goeie dag liewe luisteraars. Ja, dis weer eens lekker om terug te wees. Weet jy Sura, is die einde van hierdie kwartaal, so te sê, die jaar is amper halfpad deur, nee, en die eerste kwartaal van hierdie nuwe jaar is nou verby. En in hierdie afgelope kwartaal het ons gepraat oor baie interessante onderwerpe. En ons hou hierdie een tema waar ons kyk na kinderontwikkeling, ons kyk na die rol van die kind, wat is 'n sinvolle bestaan vir 'n kind, ons kyk na veerkragtig. So hier was regtig 'n klompie interessante gesprekke en interessante mense wat kom saam kuier. Verlede week het ons gesels met Dr. Quentin Adams en nou vir Leon Klein. Dr. Klein het ook gesels oor veerkragtigheid. Dr. Jeanette Klerk-Littig het kom gesels en ook Dr. Hilary Goeieman het met ons kom gesels oor 1000 days, né? Dit was 'n interessante tog tot hier. So ons hoop u bly by ons ingeskakel en gesels gereeld met ons saam.
En wat nogal so, ek wil nie sê 'n toevalligheid is nie, want niks in die lewe is reg toevallig nie. Maar ek en Neville het nie regtig van die begin af so beplan nie, maar toe ons die gesprek met Dr. Klein gehad het oor die veerkragtigheid, het hy twee aspekte uitgelig wat so belangrik is in 'n kind se lewe. En die een is die gesin van die kind, die huis waarin die kind groot word en die gesin, en die ander gedeelte is die kerk en die belangrike rol wat die kerk moet speel. En veral in die eerste 6 jaar van 'n kind se lewe. Die belangrikheid daarvan. Nou, toe ons nou weer gaan kyk na ons gaste wat ons genooi het vir ons programme, toe sien ons gesprek met Dr. Quentin Adams gaan oor die huis. Hy het gepraat oor die shack building en die tuiste wat 'n mens skep en hoe dit menswaardigheid gee. Vandag het ons 'n gas wat ons met ons kom gesels oor die rol van die kerk en die geloofsgemeenskap in 'n kind se lewe. Baie welkom aan Ruth Lundy. Ruth is 'n verteenwoordiger van die organisasie Sekunie en sy gaan vanaand met ons gesels oor die inisiatief wat hulle het om die geloofsgemeenskappe saam te bring en hulle in aksie te plaas rondom die ondersteuning aan gesinne en aan kinders. Nou, Ruth is English speaking and we have arranged that we will ask the questions in Afrikaans, but she feels more comfortable to answer it in English, and therefore she will answer in English, and where she feels but she can use Afrikaans, then she will surely use Afrikaans. Ruth, welcome at our program Ek en my kind hier by Radio Tygerberg.
Baie dankie Sarah en baie dankie Neville.
Ruth, tell me about yourself and your movement, Sekunie. Is it a movement? Is it an organization? How did it all start and who was involved in this thing? Could you give us some background as to what Sekunie is all about?
Sure. So just a little bit about myself. My name is Ruth Lundy and Sekunie falls under an organization called Common Good, which I've worked at since 2004. Common Good is an NGO in Cape Town birthed out of Common Ground Church. And we have, as an organization, said, how does the church get involved in living social justice? When we look at the big issues in our country, how do we get involved in those spaces? And so as an organization, Common Good's been involved in employment, education, and early life or early childhood development. And so Sekunie, that I'm here representing today, falls under this umbrella of early life and early childhood development. How did we get here? In 2014 to 2016, we piloted a program where we were working with young moms, expectant moms, and new moms in Vreugdgrond and in Heidelberg. And we were doing a program with them where we were trying to help them and empower them as new moms. And through the process of this pilot, we started to ask ourselves, but where's the church? What is the role of the church? And we kept coming back to this. Every time we reviewed what we were doing, we kept asking this question. And so in 2017, we embarked on a research project. Our research question is, what is the role of the local church to support the first 1,000 days of a child's life, specifically within Cape Town? As a Cape Town-based organization, that's where we started. Mm-hmm. And if I'm honest, when we got to the end of the research project, we realized that what we had unearthed in this project was much bigger than we anticipated. And yes. what we thought would inform our little strategy as an organization gave us a much bigger vision of what was possible, what role the church could play in supporting the first 1,000 days. And so in trying to work out what is our role as an organization in helping churches to support the first 1,000 days, we launched Sukunya in 2019. And Sukunya is Isiklosa for we're in this together. And yes. really feeling it's a collective effort of us coming together to come around families and support families in order to see children thriving. And we would love to see all churches here in Cape Town and further afield being involved in saying we have a part to play in supporting families. So that's a little bit about how we came about.
Are churches receptive to your call-up?
I have been so amazed at the appetite. Yeah. In the research, we interviewed church pastors, denominational leaders. And we asked them questions around what do they understand around the first 1,000 days? What do they understand around early childhood development? And do they think the church has a role? And every single one of them came back and said, yes, we think the church does. Yes. Even though we have very little understanding about this topic and little awareness around this, we do see that the church has a part to play. And as we've been sharing the research findings and sharing with various players and stakeholders, the appetite has been immense. That people have been like, yes, we want to play a part. We want to get involved.
Nou, uit julle navorsing uit oor die rol wat kerk en kerkgemeenskappe kan speel in hierdie 1,000 dae, ons het nou met Dr. Hilary Goeieman gesels oor die belangrikheid van daai eerste 1,000 dae vir luisteraars wat daar die program gemis het. Dit het gegaan oor van konsepsie af tot die 2 jaar ouderdom van die kind. Met ander woorde, van terwyl die mama nog swanger is, totdat die kind 2 jaar ouderdom bereik, nee, en ek is seker daarvan, as ons luister ook na wat Dr. Klein sê, tot die kind 6 jaar oud is, en jy het nou jou keer verwys na vroeë kindontwikkeling. Die rol wat gespeel moet word, om seker te maak, dat hierdie kind werkelijk op die ou einde 'n gesonde kind is, wat ten volle ontwikkel het, en die potensiaal het, om verder te kan ontwikkel. Wat is dit wat die kerk kan doen, daaromtrent? Wat in praktyk is dit? Jy sê, mense sê, ja, ons kan, maar wat precies is dit wat ons kan?
When we engage with churches, I start with this beautiful quote that I love. It says, when you pay attention to the beginning of the story, you can change the whole story. Yeah. And the real question we're asking ourselves, are we paying enough attention to the beginning of the story? As individuals, as church communities, are we paying attention? And when we did our research, we found that most churches engage with children from maybe 3, 4. They'll start with a Sunday school or children's ministry. But actually, there's very little happening for pregnant mom, for expectant dad, for anything in that window around preparation or capacity building. That often maybe a church might have a cry room, but that's a space where you've got to go to keep your child quiet. There's no real attention given to that space. I've even engaged with people where they say, we don't even know where our mom's room is, right? So we realize that this is a space we're not paying enough attention to. And so we're really saying, let's pay more attention to the space. As churches, we believe that that children are created in God's image and have potential for so much. Yet, unfortunately, in South Africa, we see more than 50% of children are born into environments and circumstances that don't allow them to reach their full potential. Mm. And this is a social injustice that we have this situation in South Africa. And so the research is saying from the beginning, right at conception, we can't wait till foundation phase when the child's in grade one. We need to focus on the beginning. And so we need to ask ourselves the question, what do all children need? And I heard Dr. Hilary Goeieman speak about this, that all children need to have adequate nutrition. They all need opportunities for early learning and stimulation. They all need protection from harm and safety. They all need responsive caregiving and love. And they all need good health and good health care. But then when I look at what all children everywhere need, the question is, well, who's responsible to provide this? Who's primarily responsible? And it keeps coming back to saying, well, actually, parents and caregivers, moms, dads, those people, that adult that's around the child, caring for the child, is primarily responsible to provide these basic building blocks that every child everywhere needs. And as a mom of 3, I realize that that's a daunting task to be able to provide all of those things. And so then we have to ask ourselves a question, well, what does every parent need in order to do this well, in order to provide this responsive, nurturing care, to be this caring, loving parent? What do they need? And again, people come back to this thing, they need support. Our parents need support. They need a community around them that are encouraging, that are supporting them, that are caring for them, that they belong to, that they are seen. That we need to create an environment around our families so that they can thrive. Mm. That in order for our parents to really do this well, they need to be held in nurturing spaces that are caring for them. And unfortunately, when we look at how are our parents doing, mothers, fathers, grannies, aunties, primary caregivers, how are they doing? We see many of them are struggling. Mm. We see many who are isolated, they're disconnected from community. We see single parents who are really trying to just survive day by day. We see work demands on parents that are putting pressure on them, that they're not able to engage with their parents as with their children as they'd like to. We see statistics of 1 in 3 mothers struggling with maternal depression. And all of these things are putting pressure on the household and the family to provide this nurturing, responsive care. I know as a mother, if I'm feeling overwhelmed and stressed with life, when I come home, I'm not the most caring, responsive mother with my children. Mm. Even now, as they're in primary school, I can get snappy with them if I'm not doing well. And so it really puts a spotlight on what is the well-being of the parent? Are they doing well? Do they have the right things, tools in their hands to do this well? What is the community or the village around the children? And I know it's a saying we throw around often, it takes a village to raise a child.
That's great.
But I'm more and more convinced that we were never designed to parent on our own. I don't think God created us that way. He created us to parent in community, that we have people that we can rely on, that are championing us on and saying, you can do this, you're doing this well. That every parent wants to be a good parent, but they can't do it on their own. And this is where we start to see, well, where do we see people that are gathered in community, that are caring for each other, that want to support? We see the church already is that kind of space where, as Christ followers, we come together as a community who are there to love and care and build relationship with each other, and could play such a key role in being intentional in creating these modern day villages around families, around caregivers, to support them so that they in turn can help their children thrive. And so we see that church being that layer around the community, around the family, in supporting. So therefore, we say that the church is uniquely positioned and equipped.
Yes.
We've already got what it takes, actually, when you start to unpack it, to play a significant role in supporting and giving every child a good start at the beginning of life.
Lieve luisteraars, die Engelse stem wat jy so hoor is Ruth Looney. Sy is van die organisatie Sukunye. En ons praat oor hoe kry ons kerke betrokke in die eerste 1000 dae in die ontwikkeling van 'n kind se lewe en die belangrikheid van die kerkse rol. Ja, weet jy, Ruth, ons sal altyd sê kerke moet betrokke raak by inisiatiewe. Right? Maar jy doen dit eintlik. Jy kry eintlik kerke betrokke by die belangrike inisiatief. Maar wat ons kom leer ook dat wanneer ons praat van om kerke betrokke te kry, dan verwys ons seker na die mense wat lede is van daardie kerk. Is ook soveel verskillende denominasies, verskillende kerke. Nou, hoe gaan jy te werke? Hoe beplan jy dat almal betrokke raak by die ding en dat hulle nog glo die ding gaan werk?
So, I mean, we would love to see everybody part of it. So I love your question. How do we get everybody involved?
Yeah.
How do we get the church leadership, all denominations, the members, the Christ followers in the church part of this? And so our vision is really every church has a part to play. And so one of our goals is just to raise awareness. How do we get leaders to understand, church leaders, pastors, ministers at every level to understand the importance of this, that this is not something that I want them just to farm off to a small group of people. It needs to be vision-led.
Yes.
That I would love to see churches in 20, 30 years still saying the first 1,000 days, early childhood development is important. We need to come around families. And so we are engaging with churches in all kinds of spaces, raising awareness around the importance of the first 1,000 days and the opportunity that the church has to play in this space. Mm. And trying to help the church to understand that it is ideally positioned, that it is equipped, and it already has a mandate, that churches already doing things where they're coming, gathering people, where churches have strengths and they have assets, and saying, how can we use those strengths and assets to be deliberate around this space. So if you think about some of the things churches do well, one, the church has a voice. And in South Africa, our research has shown that the church still has a credible and influential voice in South Africa, and saying, how are we using that voice to speak into some of the key issues that we see in the first 1,000 days? How are we using our voice on Sunday? How are we using it midweek? When we gather people, how are we re-emphasizing some of the key messages that we see from government or trying to do? How are we using those moments to speak into the life and strengthen families and parents in their role? And so one is saying, church, use your voice. Two, we're saying, church, we're very good at churches as gathering people. We gather people in large groups, in small groups. We do that every week. We gather people. And that's a strength that the church has. Saying, can we use those gatherings to come around families? Could we gather mothers and fathers together in safe spaces that they can be supported in that way? And two, we also, three, we mobilize congregants and we get congregants involved in things and saying, how do we mobilize the person, the average person in the church, and say, you have a role to play, that everybody has a part to play in creating environments around families that they feel supported and seen and cared for? And what does that mean for me as a Christ follower going to work in my workspace? Is there somebody in my workspace who's maybe pregnant? Is there a space in my workspace where she can breastfeed when she comes back to work? How are we using our influence in the other realms that we're playing in to speak into this key issue, and how can we mobilize people to actually have what we call a radar to the first 1,000 days? And I've had people say, now Ruth, I see pregnant women everywhere, and I'm starting to notice things everywhere, because we need to become aware of actually this is something that we're not aware of and we're ignoring, and play such a key role in society. So we're saying every church everywhere can create loving spaces and places where people are seen and belonged, even those that we feel would might be marginalized. So our teenage moms, our single moms, how do we create spaces where they are cared for and seen and supported through what can be a very, very difficult time for them, where they're very vulnerable and needing that extra pastoral care and support that the church could play in that space?
Nou gaan jy uit na kerke toe, nooi hulle jou om te kom gesels met hulle, gaan jy dan uit en spreek hulle toe, of het julle pamflette wat julle versprei, hoe maak julle mense bewus van julle organisasie?
So right now what we're doing is we're engaging with different networks of churches, and we're inviting churches through fraternals. So for example, now in April we'll have another engagement in the Durbanville area, and we've saying to inviting through the people that we know and people that we've engaged with, say, get your church leader here, get your network here, and through various means inviting whoever would like to attend. So we're doing face-to-face engagements predominantly in the Western Cape, where we have a reach. But then we've also created a website, and on the website is a platform for church leaders to get involved, and said to church leaders, activate your church, sign up on our website saying, I want to start the journey of becoming a first 1,000-day friendly church. And through that platform, we are then wanting to equip and give tools that church leaders could use. But we also know that the pastor is a very busy man, right? He's got lots on his plate, and this is not something he or she can do on their own. And saying, identify who's your champion, who's your Sukunya champion, who can help you to make your church first 1,000-day friendly, who can think through, okay, this is our church, this is our context, this is our community, these are the kinds of families we serve. There isn't a cookie-cutter approach that every church has to be doing the same things, but kind of we're giving some tools and some guidelines and say, think through these things and say, how can you become a first 1,000-day friendly church? And so we're hoping that on our online website space to duplicate what we would do on a face-to-face contact, where we're engaging with stakeholders, influencers, people who are in networks through denominations, through other church fraternals in across the sectors in Cape Town, and saying, come get involved. So we're trying it through multiple levels. We've got also online Facebook and those kind of spaces. Yeah. But predominantly for the church, I'd say it's the face-to-face engagements. Well, first need to go, aha, we can do this. And I've had pastors go, I didn't know. I now know, wow. And it's doable. Yeah. I can do something. And then it's creating the tools for what is a first 1,000-day friendly church. And this is where we see trying to help them with real practical things of what could you do? How can you speak up? How can you surround families? Creating warm spaces on Sunday, midweek, okay. Moms groups. How are you engaging with fathers? The church has a key role to play with fathers. We have a massive issue in South Africa where over 70% of families don't have a father figure in place. Mm. And fathers, and actually when I spoke to experts doing the research, they're saying the church could have such a key influence in speaking to men and to fathers and saying, you have a key important role to play here, get involved. So trying to help churches with those practical tools of how do they get involved.
Do you engage the current church structures? You're not reinventing new programs, are you? You're not saying churches, here's this program we break the... So you would kind of engage the men's ministry, for instance. Mm-hmm. So if they have a men's ministry, you would have a talk to add value to that men's ministry. So is that what I'm hearing you are doing?
Completely. I'm saying, church, you're already busy. Yeah. What if you just tweaked something and was a little bit intentional in that space?
Yeah.
You're already doing something on Sunday. Have you got a baby baptism or baby dedication moment? How do we use that moment just to
teach
a little bit on that space? You know, we've already got a seniors ministry. What role could the seniors play in this role? We could have an adopt-a-granny program or something.
Yes.
There's a role for everybody in the space. You already have a mom's room or a cry room or a breastfeeding space. What if we actually hosted that space and helped moms feel seen, that they don't feel like it's such hard work to get to church on Sunday with a crying child? Mm. Like we speak to churches and say, actually, that's family disappears for 2 years because it's too hard to get to church.
Yeah. That's true.
What if our space was inviting and somebody was looking out for me on Sunday and saying, oh, well done for coming. Here's a glass of water. Here's a space that we can host you and really look after you through this space. So where we have added a few extras, and we're not saying this is for every church, but looking at the research and looking at what existing models are out there, we have said churches potentially who would like to, we've created a home visiting program. So churches are good at generally, if somebody's sick, we go and visit.
Yes.
Go have a cup of tea or go and pray for you. What if we did that intentionally with mom who's pregnant? And we had a pastoral team, that's their ministry, that's their gift. They've been equipped with some tools on how to do this well. And we say, as a volunteer, I'm only partnering with one mom, maybe two moms. Go walk a journey for 6 months with this mom. Visit her every 2 weeks. Check in. How is she doing?
Yes.
And really your role is to build a relationship with her, care for her. You're not there to be the health expert. You're not there to take a scale and a measuring tape.
Yes.
You're really just there to
be a friend.
To be a friend, to support her, to strengthen her arms, and to help her not feel so isolated and like she hasn't had any sleep. She's struggling to get out of the house, struggling to get out of the pajamas, but there's someone there that really cares. Mm. And that could make a powerful impact in this space. And we've also partnered with another national program called Grow Greatness. They have a beautiful program called Flourish, where they have antenatal and postnatal classes to build the capacity of the parents, and saying churches could have somebody in their church who's trained as a host to run this group with pregnant moms and new moms and build the capacity of our parents with good quality information, but they're also building relationships, also a safe space for families to come together.
Yes.
So there's a few of those kind of things that we've given as options for churches who might be a bit further along and say, we want to add a little bit more to our first 1,000-day friendly church, but saying every church can do something, and there's many ways that you could look at this. How are we taking meals to families? Are we popping in and visiting? How are we recognizing this important time of life for families?
Wat is hierdie aksie tot dusver? Want ek mens het altyd daai gevoel van daar's mense daar buite wat graag iets wil doen, maar hulle weet nie altyd hoe nie. Wat is julle reaksie? En as mense wat nou luister, as hulle sou wou betrokke raak, hoe gaan hulle te werk?
I'm always so encouraged. I really am, and I really feel like God's at work in this space. I'm always encouraged by people's reaction. When I have an event and I host events, people are always so excited and they feel like, yes, I can do this. Because we really, at the heart of it, it's about relationships, really. Mm. The heart of it, it's about coming around families. And so it's not trying to be, it's not something complicated. Mm. And I really feel like anybody can do this. God's asked us to love one another. And so people are super excited. How can people engage with us? So I would say go to the website, www.sikhunya.org.za. And on the website, we've got a tab there, Play Your Part. And there's option there for church pastor to activate his church, to be a champion, to be a community mobilizer. There's various ways that people could engage and be part of this. But even if you don't end up at our website, I'd say just kind of notice. Ask some questions. If you see a family that are having a new child, a mom or a dad or a granny who's looking after a little one, ask some questions. How's it going? How are you doing? How can I help you? What support can we have? And saying, really, we can just start to open our eyes and see our radar. But we would like to see a movement of Christ followers getting involved in this. So people can follow us on Facebook, and we're wanting to keep giving people ideas of ways that they can engage with us. On Sunday, we have 40 cyclists cycling the Cape Town Cycle Tour on behalf of Sukunya, and they're raising money to get behind it. So there's many ways that people can get behind it. With our antenatal classes and Flourish, we try and give moms a gift when they graduate. So if people wanted to also put together baby packs, there's options like that. But I would love to see people practically get involved and say, when we see a baby and they're so cute, we go, ooh, and we are the baby, and we're, oh, is it a boy, is it a girl, what's the baby's name, and is baby sleeping? But we don't often look at mom and go, how are you? And very seldom do we then turn to dad and say, dad, how are you? And that's what I'm asking people to do, is actually notice what's happening.
Die webblad is www.sekunye.org.za. So u kan daar inskakel en met meer inligting omtrent Sekunye kry. As u wil, en u wil baie graag hierdie gesprek kerk toe neem en by u vroue bediening speel, of by die, dan laai jy die program môreoggend af of môremiddag af as 'n potgooi, en dan speel jy by die kerk. Dan kan hulle hoor wat sê Ruth omtrent, hoe kan kerke betrokke raak? Hoe kan kerke hulle bedieninge ontwikkel? So Ruth, thank you so much. I think you gave us a lot of things to think about, and also the possibilities there are, how people and how churches can get involved in developing communities and families.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great privilege to be here. Thank you.
Baie, baie dankie, en baie sterkte met julle werk verder. Baie, baie dankie en tot ziens aan allemaal.
Tot ziens.